As always, with our call here this morning, if you have questions for the coaches, just use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We begin this morning with the head coach at North Carolina A&T, Vincent Brown. Good morning, Coach Brown. A difficult 42-32 setback game you guys were in throughout against Towson on homecoming. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Yeah, you know, uncharacteristically defensively didn't play as well as we have the last month or so. Gave up some explosive plays, didn't tackle well. I thought our guys competed till the very end. Offensively, we were able to get, you know, some explosive plays on our own, both in the run and pass game. We were able to keep the chains moving, getting first downs, first time this season where, you know, we won the time of possession battles, the yardage battle, you know, all of those things. But, you know, ultimately it comes down to points, and we left points on the field on Saturday and are working to try to build off of the positives and correct the negatives.
As you touched on, 501 yards of offense, 29 first downs in that game from an offense that had been struggling early in the year, but now this is 2 weeks in a row where you guys have really started to get some things going. What have you seen as sort of the biggest reason for the uptick in the offense?
Yeah, I think we've finally found a way to get the ball into the hands of our best players. You know, we've revised some of our schemes to feature those guys. And I think, you know, that in and of itself has really helped. We've simplified the passing game for the quarterback, knowing, you know, we got a true freshman quarterback to give him simpler reads to get the ball out. Our running game has been fairly consistent throughout the course of the season. So added a couple of new wrinkles to give the defense, you know, some things to work on in the run game. And so just being able to combine those things has really helped us the last couple of weeks. But, you know, as I said earlier, ultimately it's always about producing points and finding a way to end up with one more than the opponent. And we didn't do it on Saturday. So very disappointed with that.
Kevin White got a little dinged up. Eli Brickhandler comes in, 9 for 15, 161 yards in a touchdown. Pretty tough for a guy to come off the bench and have those kind of numbers. First of all, the status of Kevin, and then how did you feel like Eli handled the situation?
Yeah, Kevin's day to day. You know, nothing significant there, but he's day to day. So we'll see how, you know, he responds to treatment here the next couple of days. We're anticipating him playing. I thought Eli did a very nice job, you know, given the fact that Kevin gets the lion's share of the reps in practice, of coming in and managing the offense, you know, the touchdown pass to Darren Bennett. He did an unbelievable job of escaping the pressure to get the ball off. And so, you know, we always try to preach to the guys being prepared when your number is called and next man up mentality. And, you know, you got to get mental reps when you're not getting the actual physical reps in practice. And so Eli did a nice job of being prepared.
Question this morning from Steve McDonald. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach. Coach, you get University of Rhode Island on Saturday. Your thoughts, early thoughts on them?
Yeah, you know, very explosive offense. They're second in the CAA in passing offense. You know, Kasim Hill's a really, really talented passer. They got really good wide receivers. I think they have two of the top 10 receivers in receptions in the conference. They got a big old offensive line. I've seen, you know, Carrera over the last couple of years is a really talented player. They got good backs, you know, defensively. They do a lot of things to present challenges to the offense. And so they're going to be a challenge. It's a very good team.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach, another big game from Kenji Christian. We've talked about him in the Hampton game with the big play in the passing game, but 22 carries, 143 yards, three touchdowns. He's been pretty solid for you all year long, but just talk about the day that he had on Saturday.
Yeah, Kenji ran with authority on Saturday. There are several times where you know, you saw the defender there to make the tackle, and he just lowered his pads and ran through tackles. We got him involved in the pass game a little bit, so he was a factor there also, and really just has started to show the true versatility that he brings as a player. He's one of our better players and is really, you know, starting to show up for us offensively.
Saturday, you got down 14-0 at the end of the first quarter, and you kept battling back. You got, you know, within one score a couple of times. You know, similar to the game at Hampton, did you feel like you were maybe just a play away, a stop away from, if you could have gotten on top, it might have changed the momentum there?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I felt like offensively, you know, it started last week at Hampton and it continued this week against Towson, that we were able to sustain drives. And so, you know, earlier in the season, it's like three and out. We were able to sustain drives and produce points at the end of the drives. And we just needed to get a couple of stops. And, you know, the last touchdown that we gave up was really the backbreaker, because the way our offense had been playing, I felt like we would have timeouts and the opportunity to go down and win it at the end.
You touched on, you know, the difficulty that the defense had on Saturday. I know BJ was out. You know, it's time of year where injuries start to take a toll. What did you see from the defensive side that hopefully, you know, that you're looking to fix before this week?
Yeah, just, you know, playing with a couple of young guys at inside linebacker, not seeing the blocking schemes that were happening and not being able to recognize how to fit those runs presented a couple of challenges. On the perimeter, you know, we didn't get aligned properly to be able to secure our edges and not having great force. And so, you know, a simple bubble pass went for nearly 70 yards just because of misalignment and not being ready to play. So those are things that we as coaches have to make sure our guys are able to line up, know what they're doing, get their eyes set so they can play fast. And we'll get those things corrected.
Two more weeks as you look ahead. And again, this is a longer process for you as a first-year head coach as you try to build this program. Your guys continue to play awful hard and play awful well. What's the message as you go into these last couple of weeks?
Hey, we're going to compete until the very end. Every game, we're going to give it our absolute best. We're going to strain. We're going to fight to finish. And we're going to play as hard as we can up until the last play of the season. And we're going to build our team around our effort and our work habits.
I know you touched on Kasim with Steve. You've gone up against him a few times over his career at Rhode Island. When you've got a veteran guy like that and the quarterback as a defensive coach, when you play a guy who's probably seen about everything, what are the challenges of trying to slow a guy like that down?
Yeah, you know, he knows how to distribute the ball. He knows their offense really well. He's got a great arm. He's a good enough runner where he can extend plays with his feet. And it presents challenges because they have very good receivers that are able to get open, how, you know, whether they run over the top of you or because of their size, being able to come down with those 50-50 balls. And I think schematically they do a really good job of creating opportunities to push the ball down the field. So it'll be a challenge.
Yeah. When you face them, is the big plays from that passing game, is that the biggest concern for you as a defensive coach?
It really is. You know, we always want to go into the game being able to stop the run first and foremost, but we look at each opponent and how are they producing points, and big plays in the passing game are really the hallmark of what they're doing right now, being able to push the ball down the field.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much for your time as always this morning. Safe travels to Rhode Island, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Yes, sir. Take care, Ryan.
Thank you.